ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 13 वर्स नंबर 5। या तदेवर्षिणा तत्र वर्णिता भगवत्कथा मह्यं शुश्रूषवे ब्रह्मान् कात्सेनाचष्टुमर्हसि यस्तादेवर्षिणा तत्र वर्णिता भगवत्कथा मह्यं शुश्रूषवे ब्रह्मान् कात्सेनाचष्टुमर्हसि यस्तादेवर्षिणा तत्र वर्णिता भगवत्कथा मह्यं शुश्रूषवे ब्रह्मान् कात्सेनाचष्टुमर्हसि। ट्रांसलेशन यह विच तह ऑल दोस देवर्षिना बाय द ग्रेट सेज नारदा तत्र देर वर्णिताः नरेटेड भगवत कथा प्रीचिंग्स पर्टेनिंग टू द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड माह्यम अंटु मी शुश्रूषवे very eager to hear brahman my dear brahman my dear brahmana katsena fully achastum arhasi kindly explain translation my dear brahmana How did Narad Muni glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead and what pastimes were described in that meeting? I am very eager to hear of them. Kindly explain fully about that glorification of the Lord. Translation with repetition. My dear Brahmana, how did Narad Muni glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And what pastimes were described in that meeting? I am very eager to hear of them. Kindly explain fully about that glorification of the Lord. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is the record of Bhagavad Katha, topics about the pastimes of the Lord. What Vidura was anxious to hear from Maitreya, we can also hear 5000 years later, provided we are very eager. Because the purport is very small, I'll cover two more verses. The great sage Maitreya replied, My dear Vidura, when Maharaj Dhruva departed for the forest, his son Utkala did not desire to accept the opulent throne of his father, which was meant for the ruler of all the lands of this planet. From his very birth, Utkala was fully satisfied and unattached to the world. He was equipoised, for he could see everything resting in the super soul and the super soul present in everyone's heart. Therefore, the symptoms and characteristics of Utkala, the son of Maharaj Dhruva, are those of a Mahabhagavata. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 6.30, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvancha Mai Pashyati. A highly advanced devotee sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere, and he also sees everything resting in the Supreme. It is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.4, Mayatatamidam Sarvam Jagat Avyakta Murtina. Lord Krishna is spread all over the universe in his impersonal feature. Everything is resting on him. But that does not mean that everything is he himself. A highly advanced Mahabhagavata devotee sees in the spirit. He sees the same super soul Paramatma existing within everyone's heart, regardless of his discrimination based on the different material forms of the living entities. He sees everyone as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Mahabhagavata who experiences the Supreme Godhead's presence everywhere is never missing from the sight of the Supreme Lord, nor is the Supreme Lord ever lost from his sight. This is possible only when one is advanced in the love of Godhead. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is actually ಉದಾರಜಸ್ತಮೋ ಭಾವಾ ಕಾಮಲೋಭಾದಯಶ್ಚೇ ಚೇತಾಯತೇರಣಾವಿಧಂ ಚಿತಿಂ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಏವಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ಮನಸೋ ಭಗವತ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗತಃ ಭಗವತ್ ತತ್ವ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಮುಕ್ತ ಸಂಗತಿ ಜಾಯತೆ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀ ವಸತಿ ಪೂರ್ವಭಕ್ತ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ. ಸೊ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಇಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಸ್. Like from the beginning, even in the Bhagavad Gita also, Arjuna is asking questions, Krishna is answering. And today we are sitting here, we have so many questions. Who will answer our questions? Arjuna putting himself in our shoes asked so many questions. Today we have answers to all those. So similarly, Bhagavatam is also full of questions and answers. And the very first chapter of the first canto is questions by the sages. Questions by the sages. So question and answer. So Prabhupada, he says that the whole world is full of questions and answers. Right from the morning when we wake up, we see like in the birds chirping, like, you know, they're talking quack, 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 like in the trees. Especially everything is so quiet, but we see the birds, you know, they are like talking, questioning. The birds and bees and men are always busy in the matter of perpetual question and answering. Questions and answers. So everywhere there's so much questioning and answering going on. Like in the morning, the birds in the nest become busy with question and answers. And in the evening also same birds come back again and busy with the question and answers. And humans, even human beings, unless they are busy in fast asleep, otherwise all other time this question and answering is going on. So even in the businessmen in the market, there's also questions and answering happening. And lawyers in the court, there's so many questions and answers going on. And students at school and colleges, so many questions and answers. And the legislators in the parliament, they're busy with the question and answers. And also politicians and the press representatives, there's so many questions and answering. But what sort of questions are asked? That is what is the most important, like, you know. So a question and answer pertaining to the body and other subjects, they are all will not satisfy the soul. Yayatma suprasidati. Only the questions that relate to Krishna are worth asking and worth hearing. So that is why the questions are very, very important. So even here in this verse, Vidura is asking this question to Maitreya. So throughout Bhagavatam, like the very beginning, like originally, Parikshit and there was a conversation between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami. Parikshit asked questions and Sukadev Goswami answered. Again, later, the same everything was repeated in this place called Naimisharanya. Suta Goswami was the speaker and the sages of Naimisharanya, they assembled and they asked, headed by Saunaka Muni, they asked questions. And because everybody cannot ask, all the questions were put fought by Saunaka Muni and Suta Goswami answered all the questions. So like that, so many, like even the Vidura and Maitreya, within one conversation another conversation is going on. Sometimes even within that there's another conversation going on. So there's so many question and answering. So what is this sort of question one should ask that relates to Krishna? That is the sort of question one should be asking. In the very first canto of the first chapter, 19th chapter of the first canto, Parikshit Maharaj asked two very, very important questions. That is actually not only Parikshit's questions, to every all of our questions. What is the duty of everyone at all times? This is the first question he asked. First he asked the sages who were assembled there. And again when Sukadev Goswami arrived, he again asked the same question again to Sukadev Goswami. So what is the duty of everyone at all times? That is the first question he asked. The second question he asked, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? And out of these two questions, the second question is very, very important, because he's asking, because we are all going to die, right? So what is the duty of a person who is on the verge of death, you know? What is his duty? And he's asked this question, and also he asked, what should one be doing, you know? What one should be doing and what one should not be doing. He not only asked these two questions, he asked what should one be doing at the time of death and what one should not be doing, not only at the time of death, at all other times also. So these are the questions which are very, very relevant. And even before Sukadeva Goswami, even before answering the question, he glorified the question itself. He glorified, your question is very, very beautiful. Varyan eshate prashna kuto lokan rita hitam rupa atavit sammataha pumsham srotavyadushi yapparaha. He says that even before beginning, he says Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sukadeva Goswami is beginning to speak in the second canto, very first chapter. He is saying Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Like he is saying Varyan eshate prashna, your question is so glorious. Because why is it very glorious? Because it talks about the absolute truth. And absolute truth, and it is also beneficial to all kinds of people. Because it is beneficial to all kinds of people. So this is how Sukadeva Goswami began to answer. And then he says in the four verses what one should not be doing actually. He says that Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nrinam Shanti Sahasrasaha Apashyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. He says that the questions that are really relevant, like, you know, how, so people should be hearing about Krishna Katha. That is the most important thing one should be doing. On the contrary, what are they doing? Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nrinam Shanti Sahasrasaha Apashyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society. So what should they be actually hearing about? The entire Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, the hearing process is the most first important, because hearing is so important. When the soul enters into the womb of the mother, the first sense that develops in the womb of the mother is hearing. And the last sense that it leaves when the person dies, the last sense that leaves is also hearing. So hearing is the most important. And what should one be hearing? So that is the question was what one should be doing and what one should not be doing. Then the answer to that is Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi Shrotavya Kirti Tavyascha Smartavyascha Chatabhayam. O descendant of King Bharata, one who is desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify and also remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That Shravanam, hearing, and then glorification, Kirtanam. And then by doing these two, what will happen? Vishnu Smaranam. We remember the Lord. That's what the answer for this question was. Like what should one be doing at the time of death and what one should not be doing. The answer is, O descendant of King Bharata, one who desires to be free from all miseries. What is the miseries? Birth, death, old age, disease. We are under the clutches of this repeated birth and death. What should one be doing? One should hear. So this is the problem. The Parikshit Maharaj is encountering death in very few days. So he is asking this most important, relevant question to all of us, not only to Parikshit Maharaj. It is to all of us. So this subject, the answer to these two questions is the entire Srimad Bhagavatam from Canto 2 to Canto 12. The answer to these two prime, this is the prime subject matter of hearing, O Emperor. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, entire 12 cantos is the answer to these most two important questions. What is the duty of everyone at the time of death? That's what Parikshit Maharaj did. Hearing 7 days, 7 nights. He did not eat, he did not sleep, he did not drink anything. Complete oral reception came. So that is how he completely became fearless of death. So that is what we all like, you know, we never know when we will get death. Will death announce and come? At least Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days notice. We don't know how much notice we will have. So this is very, we have to take this subject matter very seriously. What did Parikshit Maharaj do? Constant hearing. He overcame sleep, nidrahara vihara. Today we will be chanting Rupa Goswami's disappearance day. Nidrahara viharaka, the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, they conquered the sleep also. So, like that. So, Parikshit Maharaj, he did not sleep, he did not. So, what one should be doing? Hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and glorify and also remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller and savior from all material miseries. So, one should be questioning this sort of questions, and also even before answering the question is itself is glorified. Then it is said that Munayaha Sadhu Prishtoham Bhavabdi Lokamangalam Yatkrita Krishna Samprashno Enatma Suprasidati. The question itself is so glorious. Then he is saying that Munayaha Sadhu Prishtoham Bhavabdi Lokamangalam. Why are these questions very, very glorious? Because it is beneficial and it is all auspicious. Lokamangalam. They are not ordinary questions. They are lokamangalam. Yat krita krishna samprashno enatma suprasidati. When such questions are asked, the self is satisfied. Yayatma suprasidati. Heart will be get fully satisfied. So these are the type of questions one should be asking. And what is the type of hearing? One should hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the contrary, people, what one should not be doing is those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. Then, Nidraya Hriyate Naktam Vyavayena Chabavayaha Divacharte Haya Rajan Kutumba Baranenava. So, how do they spend their lifetime? These people who are engrossed in material subject matters, how do they spend their lifetime? The lifetime of such an envious householders is passed at night either in sleeping or in sex indulgence. And in the daytime in making money or maintaining the family members. This is how they spend their valuable human form of life, which is attained after 8,400,000 species of life. A person is getting very rare this human form of life. He is wasting his time in doing. The lifetime of such an envious householder is passed at night either in sleeping or in sex indulgence. And in the daytime either in making money or in maintaining the family members. Then deha patya kalatradish atma sainye shatatsvapi tesham pramatto nidhanam pashyan apina pashyati. Persons devoid of atma tatma do not inquire into the problems of life. Being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. So this is how the people who are so materially engrossed, they are too attached to the fallible soldiers like wife, children, and they miss out the real goal of life. So that is what Sukadev Goswami is telling, that one should not, what one should not be doing. And immediately after that, he is telling what one should actually be doing. What is that? O descendant of King Bharata, one who desires to be free from miseries, all miseries, must he hear about, glorify and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the super soul in everyone's heart. So that is how he is telling that the questions, what and Bhagavatam is full of questions. In the and also, so what is the result of hearing such Krishna Katha? We'll discuss. And like in the very beginning of the 4th chapter of the Gita, Arjuna, like he said, how the parampara is coming. Imam Vivashvate Yogam Prauktavan Ahmaviyam Vivashvan Maneve Praha Manurikshvakave Bhravit. Evam parampara praptam ಇಮಂ ರಾಜರ್ಷಿಯೋ ವಿಧು ಸಕಾಲೇನೇಹ ಮಹತ ಯೋಗೋ ನಷ್ಟ ಪರಂತಪ. ಸೊ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಇಸ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಕ್ವಶನ್, ಅಪರಂ ಭವತೋ ಜನ್ಮ ಪರಂ ಜನ್ಮ ವಿವಶ್ವತಃ ಕಥಮೇ ತದ್ವಿಜಾನೀಯಾನ್ ತ್ವಮಾದೌ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತವಾನ್ ಇತಿ. ಮೆನಿ ಮೆನಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ನೋ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಹರ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್, ಯು ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ವಿವಶ್ವಾನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟುಡೇ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್, ಹೌ ಕೆ ಹೌ ಎಮ್ ಐ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್. ದೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಬಹೂನಿ ಮೇ ವ್ಯತೀತಾನಿ ಜನ್ಮಾನಿ ತವ ತವಚಾರ್ಜುನ ತಾನ್ಯಹಂ ವೇದ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ನತ್ವಂ ವೇಥಾ ಪರಂತಪ. ಮೆನಿ ಮೆನಿ ಬರ್ಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ಯು ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಹವ್ ಪಾಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್, ಬಟ್ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಬ್ಡ್ಯೂರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎನಿಮಿ. ದೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೆಲ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಇಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟು ರಿವೀಲ್ ಹೂ ಹೀಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ದೆನ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ವೆನ್ ಡಸ್ ಹಿ ಅಪಿಯರ್, ವೈ ಡಸ್ ಹಿ ಅಪಿಯರ್, ವೆನ್ ಡಸ್ ಹಿ ಅಪಿಯರ್, ಯದಾ ಯದಾ ಹಿ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಗ್ಲಾನಿರ್ಭವತಿ ಭಾರತ ಅಭ್ಯುತ್ಥಾನಮ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ತದಾತ್ಮಾನಂ ಸೃಜಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ದೇ ಡಿಕ್ಲೈನ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅ ಪ್ರಿಡಾಮಿನೆಂಟ್ ರೈಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇರಿಲಿಜನ್, ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಐ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಮೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವೈ ಡಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಪಿಯರ್? ಪರಿತ್ರಾಣಾಯ ಸಾಧೂನಾಂ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಚ ದುಷ್ಕೃತಾಂ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪನಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಸಂಭವಾಮಿ ಯುಗೇ ಯುಗೇ. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಟು ಡೆಲಿವರ್ ದ ಪಾಯಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಅನಿಹಿಲೇಟ್ ದ ಮಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ವೆಲ್ ಆಸ್ ಟು ರಿಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ ದ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಲಿಜನ್, ಐ ಮೈಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಮಿಲೇನಿಯಮ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮಿಲೇನಿಯಮ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಜನ್ಮ ಕರ್ಮ ಚಮೇ ದಿವ್ಯಂ ಏವಂ ಯೋ ವೇತಿ ತತ್ವತಃ ತ್ಯಕ್ವಾ ದೇಹಂ ಪುನರ್ಜನ್ಮ ನೈತಿ ಮಾಮೇತಿ ಸೂರ್ಜನ. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ನೋಸ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸನ್. And he attains my eternal abode. Janma karma chamedi, one who understands the nature of his birth and activities. What is the sort of birth? Does Krishna take his birth like us? Like through the womb of the mother, through karma? Definitely not. His birth is transcendental. Janma karma chamedi, and all his activities are transcendental. One who understands this, no more repeated birth and death. So this is the result of hearing Krishna katha throughout. Like Vidura is asking so interesting questions here, like, you know, so this is, it's very very important to hear about Krishna katha, otherwise, like, you know, we'll be under the clutches of repeated birth and death. Then Parikshit asking questions, and the very first chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam is also about questions by the sages. And also in this very seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, very first chapter, Parikshit is asking a very important question. Is the Lord partial or impartial? It seems that he is taking the sides of the demigods and killing all the demons. Is he partial or impartial? That has become a subject of great doubt. Then, you know, hearing about this Krishna's pastime, they counteract the miseries of material existence. That is why Narad Muni, he constantly glorifies the Lord everywhere. So that is how this question, today's topic here is coming, that my dear Brahmana, how did Narad Muni glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What pastimes were described in that meeting? I am very eager to hear of them. Kindly explain fully about the glorification of the Lord. So now again, this Dhruva Maharaj's son, whose name was Utkala, he was a Mahabhagavata devotee. He was completely in Brahmabhuta stage. He was completely liberated. And also, he was completely out of bodily concept of life. And he was completely liberated, Nirvana stage. And also, he was... like on purpose he acted like a mad, dumb, deaf and dull. Like we can remember the Jadabharat also. So an exalted devotee, Jadabharat, he did not want, after he learnt a lesson by being in the body of a deer, he left everything. The entire Bharatvarsha today got the name Bharatvarsha because of Bharat Maharaj. Rishabhadev had 100 sons. The eldest son was Bharat Maharaj out of the 100 sons. And he became the ruler of the entire world. That's how in India got the name. Earlier the India's name was Ajanabha Varsha. And after Bharat Maharaj ruled, the India was called Bharat Varsha. And he ruled the entire, he was a great king. He followed in the footsteps of his father, and he was a he ruled the citizens very, very well. And in the prime time of his life, he wanted to renounce everything, and he wanted to renounce all the opulence of the palace, the queens, the everything he had, and he went to Gandaki River and he wanted to perform great austerities to realize the Lord. At that time, what happened? He happened to get attached to the deer, and apparently at the time of death, he remembered the deer and he got into the body of the deer. And after that, because of he was a great devotee of the Lord, because of his devotional performances, the Lord gave him the mercy that he could remember his past life, where he went wrong, and then he learnt a perfect lesson. And after, even in the body of the deer, he was very, very careful where he was, what he was eating, where he was associating and all. And apparently in his next birth, he was born in a very high class Brahmana family, and he was Jadabharat. And Jadabharat was very, very careful after that association with whom to associate. He was very, very careful. He even looked like a dull, dumb, deaf man, so that nobody would come to him, and he would not again take anybody's association. One mistake, learnt a perfect lesson. So that's how even Utkala, right from the birth, he had very, the great sage, my dear Vidura, when Dhruva departed to the forest, his son Utkala did not desire to accept the opulent throne of his father, which was meant for the ruler of all the lands of this planet. So some devotees, even from the birth itself, they are so high in advanced in consciousness, they understand that everything is transient and temporary and material, they want to give up. So like that, Utkala was in very developed consciousness. So he was compared to like, so he was like a Mahabhagavata devotee, and everywhere he saw the Lord. Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvancha Mai Pashyati Tasyaham Na Pranashyami Sachamena Pranashyati. He saw him everywhere, he saw the Lord, and in the Lord he saw everyone. Like, that was the very high developed consciousness Utkala had. Like, of course, eventually as we keep reading the pastimes, we hear about then the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj, as explained very systematically, who was born next and all. And when it came to King Anga, then his son was King Vena. This King Vena, he got a son by name Vena, and he was made the king. And when he was made the king, Anga was a very, very cruel and bad-charactered son, this Anga got. He was born. Then there's a question also asked, how come this Anga, he was a great saintly person, he respected the Brahmanical culture so much, how did he get such a bad son as Vena like that? So that was also the question asked. So this King Vena, when he was enthroned, he did so cruel activities of like all the Brahmanical culture, everything was destroyed, and he like so many, nothing was good about it. And then everybody were like, you know, punished, and so many atrocious activities he was doing. At that time, all the Brahmanas, they felt that this is not at all good, and then they cursed. By that curse, King Vena died actually. And after dying, everything, then there was no king at all to rule, and the rogues, the rascals, everybody, the dacoits, everybody, they started to like, you know, do very chaotic. At that time, the sages again, like, you know, they took the right hand of the Vena and they churned, and from that came Prithu Maharaj, of course, who was the perfect, the incarnation of the Lord. He came, and then the question was asked, why did then Anga, because he had such a bad character son, he detached everything and he renounced everything and he went to the forest. So in that section of Bhagavatam, in the same chapter, it is said that it is better to not have a son than have a bad son. And also it is said that It is better to not, some people, they are very, very fortunate to not have a son at all. Because it's better to not have a son than have a bad son. And also it is said that the son, bad son, and also one more point was made that it's better to not have a bad son, and it is said that so it's better to not have a bad son, because it's better to have a bad son in one sense, because we will detach, one can easily get detached. If we have a good son, then and everything going good, we become attached. So that is why it is sometimes good to have, like sometimes even in Krishna consciousness, even Prabhupada himself, he said, because his wife was not sometimes very favorable. So sometimes, when things are very good, then, we become attached. So it's better to have sometimes bad son, because, we get detached. That's how Anga, he detached everything, because he had this bad character son and everything was going not good. So he completely detached and he went to forest. So like that, even Prabhupada also said that, because sometimes, even in Krishna consciousness, we come across sometimes the husband may not be very favorable or wife may not be very favorable. So in such circumstances, it is sometimes easy to get detached. If everything is good, we get attached. So it's good, it doesn't mean that, if both husband and wife are not Graha Medhis, if they are Grahasthas, then it is very ideal, because they both are, center is Krishna, and the spiritual life is going on, putting Krishna in the center, and everything is going very smooth, then that is very good. Even the children become devotees, the entire family is Krishna consciousness, that is very, very good. But on the contrary, for some reason, if somebody is not favorable in one way, then you get detached. Then you take to devotional service more seriously, then you understand that the material world is like this. So it is in that section of Bhagavatam, it is said that it's good to Anga, he could renounce everything and go to forest, because he had such a cruel son. One question is asked, the king is a representative of the Lord. How come, they killed the king was killed, King is like a representative of the, because even though he is a king, he's ruling the citizens, and he's setting example, and in that way. So how come such a king is killed like that, was killed like that? So like this, Bhagavatam is full of questions and answers. The appropriate questions one should be asking is, which will really satisfy the self. So that is how this pastimes, and today is Rupa Goswami's disappearance day, we can sing this bhajan. Everybody got the sheet? Can somebody play mridanga nice? The elders, if somebody can play. There another katha. Maybe first we will read the translation so that we can understand what this song is. I offer my respectful obeisance to the six Goswamis, namely Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sri Rupa Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, who are always engaged in chanting the holy names of Krishna and dancing. They are just like the ocean of love of God, and they are popular both with the gentle and with the ruffians. Because they are not envious of anyone, whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone. And they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Thus, they are engaged in missionary activities meant to deliver all the conditioned souls in the material universe. Okay, somebody want to also read?
I offer my respectful obeisances to the six Goswamis, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami. अब एनीवन नो हारमोनियम हियर, किसी को हारमोनियम यू नो हारमोनियम प्रभु
I also made a certain obeisance to the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Rupananda Bhatta Goswami, Sri Rupananda Goswami, Sri Goswami, and Sri Gopala Goswami, who are very much enriched in understanding of Lord Chaitanya and who are thus expert in narrating his transcendental qualities. They can purify all conditioned souls from the reactions of the sinful activities by pouring upon them transcendental songs about Govinda. As such, they are very expert in increasing the limits of the ocean of transcendental bliss. And they are the saviors of the living entities from the devouring mouth of liberation.
Krishna Kirtana
Yeah.
Thank you. Radha Damodar temple, where there is a Samadhi Mandir of Rupa Goswami. Very nice. Before it was like on its own. Now they have built a nice bhajan kutir is also there. Very, very beautiful place, that place, Radha Damodar temple. And if you happen to go to Vrindavan, please visit that temple. Very good Rupa Goswami, and also Prabhupada room is there, his own kitchen. Like when he was living in that temple, in that room, he used to see the Lord and write everything. So very beautiful, that temple. And so now every time I go in Kartik month, so I go to the temple, and every Ekadasi, all the time, mostly every day I try to go to that temple. Very beautiful bhajan kutir there, Rupa Goswami Samadhi Mandir there. And there are four set of Radha Krishna deities worshipped by different Goswamis, like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and other Goswamis like Sanatan Goswami. All the deities, all the four sets of deities are there, and that temple is full of Samadhi Mandirs. So many Samadhi Mandirs. And it's very close to the Radha Shyam Sundar temple in Vrindavan. There are four Goswami temples, like the Radha Damodar temple and Radha Shyam Sundar temple. They are all original temples of Vrindavan. That is why when, like in Kartik month, there's parikramas going on. So they'll arrange this Goswami temples, like in the parikrama, the very first parikrama will be in the Goswami temples. And even on the disappearance day of Prabhupada in the month of Kartik, they take Prabhupada in the palanquin, and they take a parikrama of all the Goswami temples the previous day. The next day is disappearance day. In the previous day, they take procession like from the temple to all the Goswami temples. So very nice, Vrindavan. Vrindavan is like, what to speak. So very nice, that temple, especially Radha Damodar temple. Of course, the original temple of Vrindavan was the Radha Shyam Sundar temple, which is there. But again, later on, Prabhupada, the temple, our ISKCON temple came. There also they named the deities Radha Shyam Sundar. So if you go to Vrindavan, please don't miss these temples. Very, very blissful of sitting there and chanting, especially in the... And when I go to the temple, and even on the bank of Radha Kund also, the Samadhi Mandir of all the Goswamis, like that. So whenever I go there, I sing these bhajans. I take Vaishnava songs book and then sing the bhajans there. So that is why today I wanted to sing this song, glorification of Rupa Goswami Sanatana. Thank you all very, very much. Hare Krishna.